Recorded Books and RB Digital present There Will Be Dragons by John Ringo. Narrated by Tim Fannin. There Will Be Dragons. John Ringo. Paradise Lost. In the future, there is no want, no war, no disease, nor ill-timed death. The world is a paradise. And then, in a moment, it ends. The council that controls the net falls out and goes to war. Everywhere, people who have never known a moment of want or pain are left wondering how to survive. But scattered across the face of the earth are communities which have returned to the natural life of soil and small farm. In the village of Raven's Mill, Edmund Talbot, master smith and unassuming historian, finds that all the problems of the world are falling in his lap. Refugees are flooding in, bandits are roaming the woods, and his former lover and his only daughter struggle through the fallen landscape. Enemies new and old gather like jackals around a wounded lion. But what the jackals do not know is that while old he may be, this lion is far from death. And hidden in the past is a mystery that has waited until this time to be revealed. You cross Edmund Talbot at your peril, for a smith is not all he once was. Prologue. In the forest, a sparrow died. The passing of the sparrow was registered and noted. The death of the female sparrow had been anticipated sometime in the next 4 days, based upon increasing wear on her heart. The sparrow was old, had laid many eggs, and had raised a higher than average percentage to successful fledglinghood. The sparrow had contributed to the survival of her species and had passed on her genes. If she had pride, she would be proud. On the other hand, the individual was not from a species that was listed as rare or endangered, so it required no notification of any human. So, mother, who had never paused in her myriad duties, logged it and moved on. There were so many other things to do. Ensure that the energy generation did not significantly affect the weather. Draw off excess energy for core or mantle dumping. Prepare a massive energy surge for the planet-moon glance strike, scheduled in 237 years, that would start Wolf 359's second planet on its way to being a tectonically active body. Just finding places to store the energy was getting difficult, and she contemplated a secondary magnetic draw system around Jupiter as a possibility. An asteroid had encountered a series of low-probability gravitic intercepts and was now on a course that would bring it dangerously close to the Earth, defined as within 3 diameters of the orbit of the Moon. She directed a probe to push it to a more favorable axis, thus ensuring that 1,235 years from now, an asteroid the size of an elephant would not cause a noticeable explosion in the ocean the humans had once called Pacific. Weather control, tectonic control, holding off a too-long-delayed mini-ice age, tracking the progress of origination terraforming, the process of returning the world to as much of a pre-human condition as possible. And then, of course, there were the humans, who were getting squirrely again. The entity called Mother by the humans that created her estimated that there was a 99.999915% chance, more or less, that the humans were about to have the level of disagreement characteristic of the variable term war. It had been a very long time. They were overdue. Like a forest fire that is delayed, the conflagration would be far worse than one in a more regular schedule. She would have preferred one about 500 years ago. But the humans never asked about these things, seeing them as something to interrupt a schedule, not be included in it. Given the current societal conditions and probable outcome of such a war, the extinction of the human race as currently defined had a likelihood of 17.347%. This variable was harder to quantify. Humans were so very hard to wipe out. The extinction of all other sentient intelligences except herself was of only a slightly lower likelihood. She had not bothered to make the other
Sample complete. Ready to continue?